I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up in our international briefing, he spent 20 years as a journalist crisscrossing the African continent. Now he's collected what he's learned about the history and politics of the region in a new book, Africa, Altered States, Ordinary Miracles. Author Richard Dowden will be with us in just a few minutes. But first, the Pope celebrates Mass today before thousands in the West African nation of Cameroon. It's the first leg of his first visit to Africa. Next, he's on to Angola, where he'll mark 500 years of Christianity in Africa. Pope Benedict XVI's visit is in preparation for a meeting of African bishops later this year. But the Pope has already received some criticism during the trip and on the way to his trip for his remarks discouraging the use of condoms to fight HIV and for his decision to appear in Cameroon with President Paul Biya, who is increasingly viewed as a strong man. Joining us now to talk about the visit is Father Patrick L'Enfant. He is the former General Secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Cameroon. He currently belongs to the Diocese of Bamenda in that country, and he's a doctoral student here at Catholic University in Washington, D.C. We're pleased to have him with us here in the studio. Thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure.
Father, what motivated the Pope's decision to visit Africa at this time, to visit Cameroon and Angola at this time?
In 1994-95, there was the first African synod. And after that synod, the Pope came to Cameroon precisely in 1995 in order to proclaim the encyclical that was the result of that synod. After that synod, it became clear that we would need to further study some of the issues that were arising. And so the preparations, John Paul II declared in 2005 that there would have to be a second African synod.
And what's a synod?
A synod is a meeting of the church of a given area. There was a synod of the Americas after the first African synod. It's a meeting of the church of a given area in order to examine issues that are common to that geographical or linguistic area.
So he's laying the groundwork for a meeting, a larger meeting about the concerns of the
region. Exactly. He will be in Cameroon in order to present the working document, what they call the Instrumentum Laboris, in preparation for the second African Synod, which will take place in Rome, as you just said, in October of this year.
Have you spoken to friends at home? Are they excited about the Pope's visit? Are you sorry to be missing it?
Absolutely. As you said, I was Secretary General for 10 years in Cameroon, and I was involved in organizing the last visit of the Pope to Cameroon in 1995. I can imagine the enthusiasm of the people in Cameroon right now. This is the third time that the Pope is coming to Cameroon. You wouldn't believe it. And every time he comes, it's new, it's fresh, and the people are, and you know that Cameroon is a largely Catholic country. I would say that about 30% of the population is Catholic, and if you add further 18-19% Protestants, the majority are Christians. The enthusiasm is palpable.
And as we mentioned, there are some political concerns about the trip. The president, Paul Biya, has been accused, including by local clergy, of human rights abuses. And I think the cardinal who represents the region has encouraged him not to continue to serve. He's been serving for 26 years. Is there a concern that the Pope's visit condones his political behavior, the president's political behavior?
Not really. That I know that for a fact that the political regime will use it for their political benefit. They will say, if we weren't doing so well, why is the Pope continually coming here? But you would also, if you have been following the Pope's coming, you would know that as soon as he arrived at the airport 2 days ago on Wednesday, he immediately, in his speech, talked about the problems that are bedeviling Cameroon and Africa, the problems of corruption and ethnocentrism and so on. I would say if the Pope tackles the questions that that concern and that are bedeviling the nation, and then the visit would have been worthwhile.
And as you know, speaking of tackling the issues that are on people's minds, many prominent officials have criticized the comments that the Pope made on the way to Cameroon stating that condoms are not the answer to Africa's HIV crisis. In fact, that it may make the crisis worse, given the magnitude of the HIV/AIDS crisis across the continent. Is there concern that these comments make the Pope appear, make His Holiness appear to be out of touch?
Out of touch, I wouldn't say so. In fact, the Pope wasn't saying anything new. He was just reiterating what has been church doctrine for as far as we started talking about the AIDS crisis, the AIDS pandemic.
Well, it's true that on the question of whether one should use them as a moral question, that is the church's teaching. But the specific comment that I think causes concern is the argument that it may make the crisis worse, and that is what is being specifically criticized.
Yes, I would love to look at the Pope's comments much more positively. What the Pope was actually saying is that men and women should create rich relationships, healthy relationships, relationships that are enriching and that therefore do not need a condom as such. He was talking really about the respect even for women in Africa, in a continent like Africa, and in Cameroon. He was talking about the respect for women, equality between men and women. If you have those values in our marriages, you really would not have any need for a condom. I prefer to see his over and above the moral issues involved and the arguments with regard to natural law and so on. I would prefer to see what the Pope said much more positively. He's for a healthy marriage relationships.
And finally, Father, and we do appreciate your taking the time to from your very rigorous studies to come and visit with us. But what message do you expect the Pope to impart, especially during his homily today?
I expect the Pope to, given the dire situation in which Africa is in general, and given the difficult circumstances in which many of our countries live, you mentioned a president who has been there for 26 years and refuses to go. This is across the African continent. In Gabon, Bongo has been there for 40 years. In Congo Brazzaville, Sassou Nguesso for, 17, 18 years. Given all this kind of situation in which people live and the rampant corruption that makes it impossible for our nations to progress economically, the message should be a message of hope, a message that we need to tackle the questions of corruption, tribalism, that we need to put in place a proper democratization process. This, I think, will be will be the message, a message of hope and a message of hope for the future.
Father Patrick L'Enfant is the former General Secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Cameroon. Currently, he belongs to the Diocese of Bamenda in that country. He's currently pursuing doctoral studies at the Catholic University here in Washington, D.C., and he was kind enough to join us in our studios here in Washington, D.C. Father, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.